Oshta Sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I honestly do believe whatever we should be doing with our life, we've been doing it our whole life. I did a show on this back in probably February, I think. From the time I first entered elementary school, I was chided for talking. I couldn't seem to hold my tongue, and I ended up spending many solitary moments in the hall, learning my lesson. I had so many questions to ask my teacher and classmates. I just wanted to know why. Regardless of whether I was interrupting or if I was talking too loud, I kept my motor mouth running. I even drove my Sunday school teacher crazy, blasting her with endless questions. Since I spent so much time alone in fifth grade during those missed recesses, I had plenty of opportunity to wonder why. Junior high and high school really became problems with my incessant talking. I made really good grades. Lots of times I made straight A's, so I figured I was justified, even though it seemed like I spent more time in the hall during these later years than in the classroom. I just used my time to write. Finally, my time had come and I was in a position to speak and someone was going to listen. I'd become a cheerleader, I'd become president of student council, and I was on the air reading the morning and afternoon announcements over the intercom. The office personnel seemed to have a difficult time with my excitement and attempted to tame my personality during the daily broadcasts. As my higher education took off, one day I was walking with one of my classmates over to the gross anatomy lab, when a girl in my class turned around and said, "Don't you ever shut up?" Well, I was hurt at first, and then I decided not to take it too personal and just answer the question. Interestingly enough, her question gave me a huge epiphany about my desire to talk. I loved the blunt honesty of her inquiry. Once I began practicing my profession, I couldn't simply just treat a patient and send them on their way. I had to know what they thought the problem was from their gut instinct. I wanted to know why they got sick. I just wanted to know because I figured they knew their body better than I did. I may have known how the body worked anatomically and physiologically, but they lived inside of it every single day. 2 years after opening a health clinic for women, I was interviewed on a local radio station here in St. Louis. After one of those interviews, the operations manager offered me an opportunity to co-host a weekly radio show. Well, I immediately said yes. I mean, what are you going to do, turn down an opportunity like that? So after co-hosting that first show, the operations manager suggested that I have my own weekly radio show on health issues. Well, I gratefully accepted, and I was back on the air, nervous as heck, but I was on the air. I was lecturing and holding seminars and chatting up a storm wherever I could. Sometimes I had little workshops in my own clinic for 10 people, and sometimes I was out at other places doing a talk to 1,000 people. About that time, I also started writing for area publications on a regular basis. It was clear that God had placed me in a position to influence others through my words, whether spoken or written. Once this realization manifested in my mind, everything fell into place. That's when I was driving to work that day and I heard the still small voice come through my I Am presence. That was just the beautiful sound of Jesus saying, "Hey, Loretta, what do you desire?" And I remember thinking, "I heard that." I told him, "My heart's desire is to communicate with the masses. I want to talk to 10 million people or more. I want to go home and write books and work on my website, focus on my radio show. I can do it and I'll work for you." After I had sincerely spoken and prayed out my heart's desire, within 1 week, I mean within 1 week, folks, events began to unfold in a way that allowed me to make plans to close my clinic and use my gift of gab to help others in the way I desired, through DrStanley.com and now through DrStanleyLive.com. Folks, your heart's desire is a gift from God. That's a fact. This gift was graced to you the day you were born, and it's your choice to either accept it or reject it. Accepting your God-given gift will create a wealth of opportunities so vast that your heart's desire will certainly become a reality. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denda gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.